The show is live and local. It's your local performance connection. We have support today from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods on the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with an international selection of chocolates, cheeses, oils, balsamic vinegar, jams, spices, barbecue sauces, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio. On today's program, it's the third and final of our offerings regarding the 5th Allerton Music Barn Festival. And I'm going to begin with a rather important announcement. Because of the extreme heat, tonight's concert, which of course was planned to have been played at the Allerton Barn, will in fact be at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana. And the concert is Arturo Sandoval with University of Illinois Jazz faculty. And in fact, Mr. Sandoval and two of the faculty members are with me on this portion of today's show. The concert will still start at 8 o'clock, and tickets are still what they have been advertised to cost. However, there are a great many more tickets now available. So anybody can show up at the Krannert Center after 7 o'clock this evening to purchase a ticket, and you are virtually ensured a seat. Again, the tonight's Allerton Music Barn Festival concert with Arturo Sandoval will not be at Allerton Park, but will be at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in the Fullinger Great Hall on the U of I campus in Urbana, starting at 8 o'clock. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday concerts are still planned to be at the Music Barn. So, Arturo Sandoval with us in the first part of the program, and then we'll also be having some of the faculty members involved in Sunday morning's concert, which is of a Bach cantata, 198. Fred Stoltzfus will be conducting the choir, and also music by Eric Lund called Credo. Eric will be with us. He's a composer on the University of Illinois faculty, and timpanist William Mersch, who is involved in a number of the performances throughout the festival. It's live and local on FM 90.9, and here is Arturo Sandoval. That was Arturo Sandoval, a tune called The Latin Train, I pulled it off of a CD called The Very Best of Arturo Sandoval, which came out in 2004, and with us are Arturo Sandoval himself, wonderful trumpet player, composer, pianist, and also trombonist Jim Pugh and sax player Chip McNeil, who are both on the University of Illinois Jazz faculty. All three will be among the performers tonight on the Allerton Music Barn Festival. And I will say again, if you missed the announcement at the outset, that that concert has been moved from Allerton Park to the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts tonight at 8 o'clock because of the extreme heat. It will still start at 8 o'clock. Gentlemen, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Mr. Sandoval, I'm guessing that you remember what CD that originally came from, since, as I said, I pulled off
a
very
best.
I think
it's the same name of the thing. This is something I wrote over the changes of Jazz Step by John Coltrane.
The Latin train.
Yeah. But train like a T-R-A-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Latin train. Yeah. Dedicated to Mr. Coltrane.
Mr. John Coltrane. And that represents, of course, one of the many styles of music that you have played over the years.
I play only one style.
Only one style, which is?
The good one.
Good.
The good one. I knew that was coming. I knew it. But it says right here, first line in your bio on your website, you're fluent in at least four musical languages. So
I never agree. Yeah. I never agree with that because I don't even like those kind of difference, you know. I think that the music is only one. It's good, whatever sound good. I don't even care about who wrote it, when, how, where, why. It just sound good, and then it's a good reason to enjoy and just not even investigate so much. Just close your eyes, open your ear, and let your heart enjoy the music.
Yeah, which good
you've
advice.
Been, yeah, which you've been doing since what, 13 at least?
I played my first gig when I was 11 years old.
With whom?
I was in my home village. I started playing trumpet when I was probably nine or ten. But my first professional gig, I was 11, 19.
You have to do the
dot
math.
Com.
.com.
No, that was probably 1960, 1961, I think. This is my 50 year playing music. Yeah.
Well, which is of course for a long time. And
everybody should know they move the place of a concert tonight.
Yes. Yeah.
Can you say one more time,
please?
We can
say it many times because you'd like everybody to be there. Well, and the great news about moving the concert from the Allerton Music Barn in Monticello to the Krannert Center in Urbana tonight is that lots more people can go hear it.
Beautiful.
Because it's
exactly.
a much bigger space.
Yep. We need all of them.
There's available tickets, extra tickets, too. Make sure they check out at Krannert because of the difference in size of the spaces. We're going to be in the Great Hall at Krannert, so there will be plenty of space. So please come and buy all the tickets.
Yeah.
We want you there.
The concert still starts at 8 o'clock. And the note here says that anybody can appear at the Krannert Center after 7 o'clock tonight to purchase a ticket. But I'm sure you can make a phone call as well. But that's the instruction I'm given right here. But it will be at the Krannert Center tonight at 8 o'clock. The other Music Barn concerts will be at the barn as scheduled tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a wonderful story about how you got discovered. I don't know if discovered is the right word, by Dizzy Gillespie. Or, you know, the two, you sort of gave him a little tour of your part of Cuba or something when he visited?
You got part of the thing, but you didn't do the homework very well.
Well, that's why you're here. You're here.
Just kidding. But you know what? I would love to hear Mr. Pugh talking about what we're going to do tonight.
I have no idea what we're going to do tonight.
Come on, man.
We haven't rehearsed yet. This is your show.
No.
Yeah.
By any chance, it's not mine. It's our show.
It's our show, yeah.
It's our show because I've been invited here to play with you, with all of you, the faculty of University of Illinois. Mm-hmm. And I'm thrilled, man. I'm very happy because I never played with the faculty people before.
And we're thrilled to have you.
I always play with a bunch of aficionados and people. Faculty. I feel intimidated by faculty.
No, wait a second. Aren't you actually a faculty member yourself?
I don't know. I just retired a couple of years ago from Florida there. And because I moved to California, living in Los Angeles for the last 2 years. And I'm... Last week, I started teaching in USC. Yeah.
So there you go. A room full of professors
right across
from me.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. So you must have some idea what you all are going to do tonight. First of all, who all
is
going to be there?
Chip is the boss. Chip. Chip is the musical director.
Well, I think we're going to play some things that I do with Arturo once in a while when we do gigs together. We'll probably do some... different kinds of blues. We always like to, every jazz concert needs the blues. So we'll probably play maybe some things by Clifford Brown, maybe the Blues Walk. We were messing around with Jordu, some Clifford things, because I know Arturo is a big fan of Clifford, as all of us are. He was a wonderful player. And so any chance we get to play some of that music, we'll do that. We'll probably play some of Arturo's things. He's got some original tunes of his, which I guess we can just announce at the concert, but they're just original things that he does often on his concerts. We'll probably play. He'll do some. Definitely play the piano at some point.
If they let me.
No, we have a beautiful piano, so I think you'll love it. He loves playing, and he sounds great playing the piano. And it's
what
a really
brand
nice.
Is?
It's a Steinway.
Ah.
So, you know, it's a Steinway. He's used to, yeah.
Steinway's okay.
He likes Bösendorfer, though, too, right? Are you still a Bösendorfer guy?
But I know Steinway's a great piano, too.
It'll be adequate for your purposes.
If it's got 88 kids, I'm going to love it.
As far as I know, it does.
Well, there'll be another great pianist on the faculty at the program as well, Chip Stevens. Who else is going to be in the band?
It's going to be, well, the rest of the rhythm section is Larry Gray, who's our jazz faculty bassist. Joel Spencer, great jazz drummer from Chicago, is doing it. Our normal jazz faculty person, Dana Hall, is doing some concerts up in Chicago with the Chicago Jazz Ensemble, which he directs, so that's up there. But Joel's going to be doing it, and Joel's a great player. He's played with everybody from Sonny Stitt to Gene Ammons to all kinds of Barbra Streisand, wonderful jazz drummer.
The drummer?
Yeah, he's very good. And then Chip Stevens, you mentioned, on piano, who's our jazz faculty, one of our jazz faculty pianists. Myself and Jim Pugh, great Jim Pugh on trombone, and Glenn Wilson, great jazz baritone saxophone player, is on the faculty as well. And Tito Carrillo, another trumpet player, our jazz faculty trumpet player, which Arturo has never met before, so that'll be fun. We'll have two trumpets.
Good,
that'll be cool.
I know he treat me well.
I'm sure you guys will be fine.
He's
and
very
then
nice
Ricardo
guy.
Flores, too, who's part of the percussion faculty, is going to play his great Latin percussion as he's going to play with us, too. So that's the band.
So it's sort of halfway between a combo and a big band, it seems like.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Or a semi-big band.
Small, yes. Yeah, right. That's good.
It's a bunch of guys.
Yeah, right.
Well, I wanted to play a little bit of something that I also pulled off of the very best CD. This is a tune called Bebop. Is this also your composition?
I wish. I wasn't born jazz.
I was going to say.
I was born in 49, and Dizzy wrote that in 47.
That is his tune, okay.
Oh, yeah. 2 years before.
Bebop with Arturo Sandoval and company. They're going to be at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts tonight at 8 o'clock on the Allerton Music Barn Festival. So that concert has been moved tonight because of the heat. You wouldn't want to be at the barn tonight. You can just trust me on that one. You're listening to Live and Local. That was a tune called by Dizzy Gillespie called Bebop, and it was performed by, well, who was it performed by? Again, this is just off of this very best CD, and Arturo Sandoval and your band?
I think the sax player is Kenny Anderson.
Who's a guy I went to school with years ago at Miami. That's where we all met years ago.
Yeah, Kenny.
And maybe Aggie Castrillo?
I don't, to be honest, that was so many years ago, man.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's more than 18 years ago or something.
Yeah. Been a while.
I don't know what I did 18 minutes ago.
Well, but we were talking, you know, while we were listening, wondering whether Chip it was in fact the sax player on there, which
because Chip recorded many of my records.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know. I don't think I was on maybe that one. It was probably right prior to.
But you were in Hot House.
Hot House, which won a Grammy. That was a big band record, and wrote some stuff on there. And Americana, that was the one after that.
That was
fun. It was like American pop music, and we did a lot of, like, jazz arrangements.
Talking about his Hot House, Chip wrote a chart for Hot House, which is another. That's Tad Dameron.
Exactly.
He wrote a chart for Big Band for that record. Man, unbelievable. And we got Mr. Brecker, Brecker.
Yeah, Michael played on it.
My Pretty Solo there. And, oh, my goodness. That
was
great. Amazing.
Both of you guys.
Amazing. Oh, my goodness.
That was fun. I remember recording that. Actually, we did it in your house. You had a studio.
We did it in my house, yes.
He had a studio in his home at that time in Miami, and we all came in and recorded, and Michael came down for a day and blew on the tune, and he had a great time.
Tito Puente.
And Celia, I think Celia Cruz is on there.
Celia Cruz, a bunch of people. Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to share something with you now we can talk about. With us so many years ago. We did that in the very, very little house studio in my house in Miami. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about full book band. Four trombone, five trumpet, five saxophone, full rhythm section with three percussionists and the whole thing. Okay, and that record won a Billboard Award, won a couple of Grammys as the best recording and a best Latin jazz record. And also, the Pro Sound magazine and Mix magazine give the award that records the best recording of the year.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Recording in your studio.
Every time I hear that, you know what? I use a little Mackie, like a brow thing. I don't even have plug-ins. I'm talking about 15 years or more ago. I didn't have anything. No Pro Tool, no nothing. We did in like what they call ADAT. You know, ADAT was like those little tape, like a video 8 kind of thing.
Right.
We did it there in a couple of those machines with no equipment, no Arbo gear, no nothing at all. We did it with a very primitive way. And, you know.
Well, there's a lot of recordings that are recorded in old style of one way or another that are still some of the best recordings around.
Oh, my goodness. You want to hear something beautiful? Listen to those recordings on Capitol Records with a couple of microphones.
Yeah, right.
Of Sinatra or Nat King Cole or any of those big bands, Harry James and all those great big bands, you know. And they use just a few microphones. And not even, some of them, they are not even stereo.
You know what I think was cool about that record too? I remember that was, it was on N2K was the label I think that it ended up on or whatever at one point, or Encoded.
Encoded, one of those things.
Yeah, it was a small label too, and there wasn't like, you know, for a lot of records that win Grammys like that, the record companies do a lot of promotion and all that, and there was like none.
We were on our own.
Yeah, we were on our own. I mean, I was proud of the fact that I think a lot of people like that record because they just like the music.
And we're still talking about Hot House, right?
Hot House
from 1998. Yeah,
it was a lot of fun. We had a great time doing it, and I think that just kind of came through the record, you know.
So. We're talking with Arturo Sandoval and Chip McNeil and Jim Pugh, who are all going to be playing on tonight's concert at the Allerton Music Barn, on the Allerton Music Barn Festival. But it's going to be tonight instead of at Allerton Barn at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. It has been moved because of the heat, and it still starts at 8 o'clock at the Krannert Center in Urbana. And it'll be in the big hall, in the Follinger Great Hall, which means there's lots of extra tickets available. So if you couldn't get a ticket to hear Arturo Sandoval, you can now. Just show up at the Krannert Center sometime after 7 o'clock. Buy your ticket. Price is the same as it's been previously advertised. The Saturday, Sunday, and Monday concerts at the Allerton, on the Allerton Barn Festival, will be at the Music Barn at Allerton Park in Monticello.
Please come and fill those seats, because we feel very sad when we see an empty seat.
Right, that's right.
Well, actually, you know, I think it enables me to get to this concert, which I wasn't otherwise
going
to be able
to
do.
There
so
you go.
I'm really delighted about it.
Yeah.
Myself. Yeah.
Spread the word.
Yes.
All the students, too, that are listening, you know, a lot of my students and Jim's were asking about, because it was sold out. It's been sold out for quite a while at the barn. So this way it's opening up more seats and they can go right to Krannert. They can walk there literally if they're on campus and it's right there and come on in and they can get a ticket to hear them. And they were all disappointed that they weren't going to be able to hear him while he's here. And I was
you can.
So this worked out great for everybody.
In glorious splendor. Yeah. Wanted to play a tune off of one of your CDs that I know has gotten lots of critical acclaim. I certainly enjoyed the music off of it, Trumpet Evolution. This tune is, I love this tune. It's called At the Jazz Band Ball with Arturo Sandoval and company here on Live and Local.
Beat-a, 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 beat-a.
Thank you.
That was a tune called at the Jazz Band Ball with Arturo Sandoval here on Live and Local from his disc called Trumpet Evolution. And he's going to be at playing in the Allerton Music Barn Festival with members of the University of Illinois Jazz faculty. The concert has been moved from Allerton to the Krannert Center in Urbana because of the heat tonight. It will still start at 8 o'clock. Tickets are available. You can get them after 7 o'clock by showing up at the Krannert Center. Lots and lots more tickets are available now than previously, which was zero. Were previously available. It's been sold out, and so you'll have a chance to go hear him. Jim Pugh has remained a trombone faculty member, has been remained silent for most of this conversation.
I'm sorry, man. We talked too much.
Aside from my one little I don't know moment, which was spectacular.
So you guys haven't played together, I gather.
Well, we have. I mean, Arturo and I have done like occasional things in New York City. When I was living there, we did some recordings together. And I'm trying to remember, did we do one of those Japanese, the Smappies?
Yes. Japanese what?
There's this Japanese like boy band, kind of like NSYNC kind of thing that some Japanese producers put together. And the group is called the Smappies. And they're like absolutely huge in Japan. And they put out, there's this group of Japanese producers and that put out these records of sort of jazz arrangements of Smappy's tunes.
And
yeah, we don't know any of their material, but so they would have like people like Rob Mounsey who arranged for Steely Dan and all this kind of stuff, and Rob McConnell, who was the great leader of the Boss Brass and stuff, come in and do arrangements and put together like sort of like an all-star band. They, you know, and I think one of the last times Arturo and I worked together was on one of these things that he was sort of brought in to be like the, you know, the special.
The alto player, the soprano, the guy who passed away, he was in the band too, the guy from California. Junior.
Trying to remember who all was there. It was crazy.
Famous guy. He died. He was like a guy. No. He was like a smooth kind of jazz.
Grover Washington.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
But it's like these are some of the sort of interesting like projects that wouldn't have been released in the United States.
I don't
even
remember
in
that.
Japan.
Now you remember because you mentioned the Smappies.
I just remember because like we hung out. And
we did a West Side Story too.
Oh, that's right, with Dave Grusin, West Side Story album.
That's Michael Brecker did that too. Oh, yeah, really? A bunch of people. Yeah.
Well, Micah Benny did a lot of the writing for
man.
That.
Yeah, he's
great writer.
Beautiful music.
Well, one of the amazing things about jazz players to me is that you all can get together in so many different venues and just do it, you know, without getting together like a symphony orchestra and have to rehearse for weeks on end, and then and you can make such wonderful spontaneous music. Which folks will get to hear tonight, because I think you said you haven't rehearsed yet, right? Because you just got into town.
Soon. But it's an exception. We're going to do a rehearsal, which usually we don't.
You're right. Today is a luxury, for sure.
It's a luxury, yeah. But you know, that's so simple. It's very simple equation over here. Or you speak the language or you don't.
Right.
It's very easy. If you speak the language of jazz, it doesn't matter. You can be in the middle of a desert with a bunch of aliens, and we can understand each other.
So that's a new question.
Look at me. I don't even speak English, and, you know.
That's a new question for the astronomers. Do they play jazz? Is there jazz elsewhere in the universe? That's the new question for astronomers.
Oh.
Not just is there life
we
in
hope
the
so.
Universe, but is there
We're
jazz?
We're doing our part to put it out there.
Well, I know a concert they can get tickets to.
That's
now.
Right. We'll pipe it into the universe. So,
well,
maybe it's a group of them among us.
There you go.
And with that, we will say again that Arturo Sandoval and University of Illinois Jazz faculty will be at the Allerton Music Barn Festival tonight. Not at the Allerton Barn. It's being moved to the Folinger Great Hall at the Krannert Center on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana. Concert starts tonight at 8 o'clock. Tickets will be available, and lots of extra tickets after 7 o'clock tonight. And the Saturday, Sunday, and Monday concerts will be at the Music Barn. Speaking of the Sunday concerts, there are two, one on the evening at 8 o'clock, but also one Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. And that will be the topic of our next conversation here on Live and Local. Stay tuned for that in a matter of moments. Our program today is made possible with support from Silver Creek in downtown Urbana, serving lunch and dinner every day with a brunch on Sunday. For 20 years, Silver Creek has served fresh and seasonally current dinners by the fireplace in warm wood ambiance. Silver Creek offers over 100 of the world's finest wines and draft beers. Music of Bach will be on that Sunday morning program. Also, music by Eric Lund, a new work. He's on the University of Illinois composition faculty. Eric is with us in just a moment. Also, Fred Stoltz was conducting on that concert. And timpanist William Mersch. Here's more from Arturo Sandoval. It comes from his most recent CD called A Time for Love. And this is I Loves You, Porgy. That was Arturo Sandoval's rendition of Gershwin's I Love You, Porgy from Porgy and Bess off of his most recent CD called A Time for Love from 2010. And Arturo Sandoval, of course, with the U of I Jazz faculty tonight at the Kranert Center for the Performing Arts. That concert has been moved from Allerton Park. It is on the Allerton Music Barn Festival, but it's been moved for tonight's concert only at the Kranert Center in Urbana. Still starts at 8 o'clock. Our programs today on FM 90.9 are made possible by the University of Illinois School of Music presenting the Allerton Music Barn Festival September 1st through the 5th at Allerton. More information is at allertonmusicbarn.com. The Sunday morning concert has become a tradition as well at the festival. And as usual, there is a cantata by Johann Sebastian Bach on that program. And this year, it is cantata 198. It is known as the Trauer Ode, or the Morning Cantata, as in M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. And here with us is University of Illinois faculty choral professor Fred Stoltzfus, who's going to be conducting the forces for that piece. Welcome, Fred, and why don't you give us a little introduction to the Trauer Ode.
Thank you, Kevin. This is an unusual cantata in a number of ways. It was written to say it's really a secular cantata, although it certainly has sacred overtones, and those sacred overtones Bach recognized himself in that, having written and had the piece performed on October 17 in 1727, he then rewrote five movements of it for his composition of the St. Mark Passion, a passion which has since disappeared. In any case, to this piece, it was written to celebrate the life and memory of a woman called Christiane Eberharding, who was an electress of Saxony and became the Queen of Poland as a result of marrying Prince August. And Prince August was politically a very astute and aggressive character, and he converted to Catholicism in order to become the King of Poland. And Princess Eberharding resisted this kind of political move. Nevertheless, when she bore him a son, he awarded her a province and a famous palace, a fancy palace. And then when she died at the age 56, the people in particularly Leipzig were particularly moved by her passing. And there was an ode composed to celebrate her death. And Bach took over this ode, rewrote it as the basis for this particular cantata. So in 5 weeks' time, she died on September 5th, 1727, and the piece was performed October 17th in the same year at the Pauluskirche in Leipzig. It's a 10-movement piece, three choral movements, solo movements in descending presentation, soprano, alto, tenor, bass, in that order. And it was also constructed specifically for the service, in that after the seventh movement, which is in stile antico style, the old style, reflecting to some degree the aesthetic desires of those in the Baroque period who were trying to recompose in the Renaissance style. After that seventh movement comes the sermon, and there will be a homily at our presentation in that very place. And then there's three concluding movements.
And the homily given by Roger Diggs Lutheran.
Lutheran the Lutheran Church. Pastor, Grace Lutheran Church.
In Champaign. Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear a little bit of this. We have the first movement to start.
The first movement is one of three movements, and each one of them is very different in fundamental style. This one suggests the sort of French overture style. It's a particular way of writing, a lot of note inégale or double dotted writing, and it's meant to suggest the royalty that she represents. And it includes the unique orchestration of this particular piece, which includes lutes and gambas, along with the regular orchestration, double winds, two flutes, two oboes, bassoon, and strings.
And we'll lead into a chorus.
And we'll lead into a chorus, yes.
And we have the chorus and orchestra of the Chapel Royal, led by Philippe Herravega, here on Live and Local. Some of the opening portion of the Trauer Ode, or Mourning Cantata, by Johann Sebastian Bach. This is Cantata 198, and performed here by the forces of the Chapel Royal, led by Philippe Herravega. You can hear the complete work played and sung at the Allerton Music Barn Festival Sunday morning at 10 o'clock out at Allerton Park in Monticello. And conductor will be Fred Stoltzfus of the University of Illinois faculty, who's with us right now. And there will also be a number of soloists, four soloists, two from the U of I faculty. One is a young student, and one is a fabulous soprano who now living in Chicago, working in Chicago, who is a graduate of the program here. So Desiree Hassler, soprano, Cassandra Jackson, alto, Jerry Siena, tenor, and Ricardo Herrera is the bass. And it's the alto, one of the alto solos that we wanted to showcase next, give a sample of.
Yes. This is a particularly interesting recitative. First of all, it utilizes the entire orchestra, and it attempts to capture the sounds of the bells ringing in memory for this Queen Eberhardine.
And the soloist here is actually a male alto, Charles Brett. If somebody had played that for me, I would have probably not guessed that it was Bach,
yes.
Because it seems like some really unusual.
It's very unusual.
Painting.
It's very unusual
for him.
Every instrument is playing short note articulation, with the exception of the oboes, who have the long notes. So it's meant to, I think, in many ways suggest first of all the fundamental of the bell sound, and then all of the little notes are a kind of representation in a way of the overtones that come out of that.
So who is the chorus that's going to be performing on Sunday morning?
The chorus is a pickup group of people who've worked with me. There's some grad students in it. There are some people from the community who I've worked with on a number of occasions before. Actually, some of them, quite a number of them, have already sung in previous Allerton concerts. It's 18 singers, and we've been rehearsing since last Monday, the first day of class. We had three rehearsals last week. We have had two more this week. We have a rehearsal tonight with the orchestra for the first time, and then the dress rehearsal tomorrow.
So quite a contrast to the rehearsal process we were talking about regarding the jazz guys tonight.
Yes.
Who said they normally don't rehearse at all. They're going to actually have the luxury of a rehearsal today.
Yes, well.
As they get together. Different genres have different... right. Different requirements. With us also here on Live and Local, this portion of the show is William Mersch, who can attest to the heat at Allerton Barn last night because you played on the Strauss concert.
Yes, indeed.
Were there people there nonetheless?
There were.
And
there was quite a good turnout, and we all labored through and survived.
Hence, I will say again that tonight's concert with Arturo Sandoval and company, it will be at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts on the U of I campus. But you're playing on the cantata.
Actually, no. I'm only playing on Professor Lund's
the next piece, which is that was kind of going to be my question, hoping that, and in fact, it worked, that you're leading into that part of this conversation for which we have a precious few minutes. Eric Lund is a composition and theory professor at the University of Illinois and has written a piece actually commissioned by the Allerton Music Barn Festival for this occasion, the concert being dedicated to the memory of those who perished on 9/11 in 2001. And using the forces of the Bach work or something like that?
Very similar. There is some change. I've got 11 instrumentalists together with the chorus. I'm using English horn rather than two oboes. I have oboe and English horn. Not using viola da gambas. Essentially, it's two flutes, oboe, English horn, bassoon, and then a string quintet together with the percussion that Bill Morsch is playing, and then the chorus.
And the percussion parts varied individually? Multiple instruments, or what have
yes,
you got to
one
wield?
One player with a conglomerate of keyboard and skin and metal, yes.
The idea was to sort of take out the continuo part, take out the harpsichord part of a Bach instrumentation and replace it with percussion, which does operate as somewhat of a core component in my piece.
Did you know that Bill was going to be the percussionist, and did you write it with these particular forces in mind, with him in mind?
I had a pretty good idea he'd probably be playing it, and and that made it all the more fun.
Did you challenge him in any special way?
Not like I would in a solo piece where he was going to devote a lot of dedicated time. There's an understanding of a limited amount of rehearsal in a situation like this, and he can speak better to the level of difficulty, but for a player of his caliber, he's going to do fine.
I have no doubt of that. Yeah. I just about fell out of his chair when I asked that question. I'm not exactly sure why.
We haven't rehearsed it yet. So I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
So credo, which means I believe, that implies, you know, a testament of faith of some kind.
Yes.
What is the text?
Well, the text is by a poet named Joy Matthews. Part of the commission was that I would collaborate with her on this. She's written texts for at least one other piece that's been done on the Allerton Festival last year. And it was a non-existent, there was no text already. It was something we would collaborate on. In other words, there was not an existing text. So I asked her for a rather sparse text, and she delivered me two verses, which I liked very much. I set the second verse in its entirety with only a couple of very small modifications, and I extracted from the first verse. And she was happy with that, and that gave me all I needed for the piece.
Would you, maybe I should ask Fred this question. I assume you're conducting this piece as well. How would you characterize the style of Eric's music relative to Bach, for that matter?
Well, it's not like Bach, that's for sure. It's, I mean, I haven't heard it with orchestra either. He created a mock-up of the computer mock-up, and what I can gain from that, I would only say in an very hesitant way. It strikes me as a very expressive setting of the four lines of text in a general way. It captures the kind of hope, the idea of hope and belief together. But more than that, what strikes me is it's somewhat episodic in sound. He uses bodies of instruments, the winds, and then the percussion, and then the strings in somewhat interesting, quite interesting juxtapositions. And so the chorus fits in as kind of the fourth sounding body. There's an interplay between these four groups of instruments that I would call episodic.
Did you have, Eric, the event of 9/11 in mind when you wrote the piece?
Well, it's interesting. The initial commission came to do a piece that would be on the concert with the Bach. And so I decided that I would have a piece that would be in some relationship to the eighth movement of the Bach, which is a solo work. And as Fred mentioned, there's this descending sequence of soprano, alto, tenor, and bass solos in the Bach, and the eighth movement, which expresses a degree of despair over that situation, of course. And my idea was to sort of flip that around rather than a descension into despair, that there would be an element of ascension and hope. Together with that, Fred is right on. The winds in the opening, after an introduction, sort of an occupy a very general sense of ascension, while the strings occupy a type of descension. Then things are sort of mixed up a bit more, and all forces are combined again in the end, where there's sort of final thrust towards what's meant to be an expression of a degree of hope. So, and the fact is that it does come out being episodic as a result of that, and so Fred's assessment was very good.
I think it's interesting to note that the last movement commands that poets write in memory of this person. So we have now a new poet writing a kind of piece that takes that idea and expands it.
Well, it's always exciting to hear a world premiere, and people will have that opportunity. Sunday morning at 10 o'clock at the Allerton Music Barn at Allerton Park in Monticello. The concert starts at 10 o'clock. The Bach is first.
No, the Lund is first.
The Lund is first. Okay, Eric Lund's piece will begin. It's called Credo, and then the Cantata 198 of Bach, with the forces led by Fred Stoltzfus, and including William Mersch on the percussion and, percussion only, on the Bach piece. And one more reminder that if you're planning to, or maybe you weren't planning to go to hear Arturo Sandoval at the Allerton Music Barn Festival tonight because you couldn't get a ticket because it was sold out, you now can because it's going to be happening at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. Still starts at 8 o'clock. Tickets will be available at the Krannert Center after 7 o'clock, and pretty much anybody who wants to attend should be able to find a seat. That's tonight at 8 o'clock. Everything else for the weekend, the rest of the concerts through Monday, will be at Allerton Park. Gentlemen, thanks very much for joining us on Live and Local.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Pleasure.
Support for today's broadcast comes in part from Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday's tasting features a selection of wines from both northern and southern Italy. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. This is 90.9 WYL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. WYL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois.